We're doing Tehillim and we're up to the second chapter in Dov's Minute. And David HaMelech in this chapter is representing himself, he's representing the Jewish people. And David HaMelech is talking to the nations around. And he says, "Lama ragashu goyim ulumim yegurik? Why is it that the nations are in such an uproar? Why does the UN have so much to say about us? Why is it that everyone has something negative to say? Why are we the focus of attention? Everyone's looking at us and everyone's thinking thoughts that are really in vain. I know the kings of the world are taking a stand and the different advisors are taking counsel and their thoughts are al Hashem al Meshicho, about Hashem and His chosen one, His anointed one. Be it David, be it the Jewish people. And what they're thinking is Ninateka et Mosorotemo. They say, we want to break their bonds. V'nashlicha mimenu avoteimo. And we want to remove their yoke. Why do they think they're so special? As the Greeks explicitly said, our goal in persecuting the Jews is to sever their ties to God. Why do they keep thinking they're connected to Hashem? And so David HaMelech says, I know what they're thinking, but Yoshev b'shamayim yischak, the one who sits in heavens laughs at it, Hashem yilag lamo, God mocks them, as yedaber elemo v'apo v'charonoi v'alemo, in His anger He will talk to them, in His wrath He will scare them and say, v'ani nasachti malkei al tzion har kodshi, I anointed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Hashem says, it's I. What are you guys upset with them? Hashem amar elai b'ni ata, ani hayom yelitecha. David HaMelech says, what do you guys want? I want to tell you, it was God's decree. I didn't choose to be chosen. God chose me. Hashem amar elai, God said to me, b'ni ata, you are my son. We didn't choose to be the chosen people. God chose us. Ani hayom yelitecha, God says, I bore you. God tells the Jewish people, you just ask, and I'll let you inherit the nations. You will be able to dash them, you will be able to break them with a rod of iron, to dash them like an earthenware vessel. So David the Melech says, listen kings, why don't you take a lesson? Why don't you judges of the earth be warned? You too serve Hashem with fear and tremble and rejoice with trembling. David the Melech concludes the chapter and he says, Nasheku Val. He says, worship in purity. Pen yenaf, lest Hashem be angry, v'tovdu derech, and your path will be lost. Kival kimata po, because His anger will be blazed. Ashrei kol chosebo, blessed are those that put their trust in Him. And David HaMelech began by saying, what are you guys getting so excited about? And that's his point all along. I'm not the one running the show, He is. And He's the one that chose me, or He's the one that chose us, and we're simply trying to do what He wants. And so your plans to try and sever our ties with God are not going to work. And if you look at our history, it can be the Inquisition, it can be the Holocaust, it can be the destruction of the first temple or the destruction of the second temple. Throughout our history, our enemies mince no words, saying that they have an issue with the fact that we're the chosen people, and they have an issue with the fact that we observe the Torah. And you ask yourself, why? And David HaMelech already reacted to their claims and says, what do you want from us? God chose us, and we're just doing what He says. You guys have to answer up to that question. Why aren't you doing what God wants?